Those actions will buy time, but no more than that. There are still limits on how much the ECB can help the South, and extra bond purchases are likely to end before Southern economies recover. The bank may feel it lacks the mandate to extend its scheme. A legal challenge in Germany is an ever-present threat, and aware that they are pushing their luck, Southern countries may opt for smaller stimulus packages than they really need. This could still mean they face a doom loop, as a shrinking economy makes it harder to service existing debts. Politically, the euro faces a dilemma. In the South, millions more might conclude that membership of the single currency brings no benefits, fueling support for Eurosceptic parties such as Italy's Northern League and the National Rally of Marine Le Pen in France. In the North, bailouts would bolster the likes of the hard-right alternative for Germany. What to do? As The Economist went to press, euro-area finance ministers were still struggling to agree on measures, including common funding for unemployment insurance and easier access to credit lines from a common bailout fund. But the resources available are puny. A proposal backed by 9 member states for corona bonds or jointly issued debt is likely to founder. This would have let the South take advantage of the North's cheap borrowing costs. Northerners have long resisted mutualisation for fear of underwriting laxity in the South. But without it, Italy and Spain will face either a savage crisis now or a lengthy debt crisis in the future. With lockdowns in place from Saxony to Sicily, debt issued today is a result not of bad behaviour but of the pandemic. Mutualisation should be a compromise, signalling that North and South have to live together in their common interest. Even some past opponents of Eurobonds, such as Klaas Knot, head of the Dutch Central Bank, now see a case for them. Northern leaders must follow. For 2 decades, they have shied away from the fact that the currency union cannot succeed unless its members share more risk. If they do not face up to that today, the euro, and perhaps the European Union itself, will not survive.